Ken, I'm glad to hear that, and we'll put her on our prayer list as well. Doesn't hurt to have a couple more there. And that seems to do more good than anything else, it seems like.
You got that exactly right. Yeah, yes, sirree. And we can't get too many people looking out for us here, helping us out, and sending up some prayers, you know. And that means a whole lot to us, and I certainly appreciate it, Gary. And but everything else is getting back to normal here, hopefully. And so I hope everything continues that way, though.
We do there, Dan. I really do. Yeah, it's going to settle down one of these days, but I don't know if it's going to be any time soon.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't know either. So I'm not going to take no changes. I went over here and got on the list for one of them shots. And I'm going to go, and I think next Wednesday, I got to be over next Wednesday to take that first shot and see how that goes. I ain't looking forward to it, but I don't want to take no chances either. So Joan says she's not going to do it. She's going to wait and see whether or not it kills me, I reckon. So, but she didn't take a flu shot this time either. But I've been getting mine pretty steady, and I'm going to go take this thing, because I told her, I said, well, I said, you know, my age, I said, man, if I would get this stuff real good, I said, I'd be out of here. And that's about the way it'd be, too, Harold.
I don't know, Dan. It's good and bad. I had to go to the post office the other day. Joy wanted me to get some stamps, and I needed to mail a package anyway. So I went over there and held the door open for this nice young lady that came out of the post office. And I asked her if she was having a good day. She says, well, I was. And she said, I was supposed to go get my shot, my vaccine today, but they called me this morning and canceled because they said they run out. She said, now I've got to schedule another appointment later when they get some more vaccine. And I said, well, they should have went ahead and rescheduled you when they called you. And she said, no, they wouldn't do that. So I don't know when she's going to get hers.
K4ENDA.
I believe I hear Buddy there trying to check in. Go ahead and get him.
Go ahead, Buddy.
Yeah, Dan, that Kmart is, the prisoner has opened up that there. You walk in again. You could go by tomorrow and get a shot.
Yeah, roger that, buddy. I saw it on TV tonight that they had started taking walk-ins again. But I'd already went up here to Sam's right here above the house, up here at the Sam's store. And so I've already got on the list up there. I'm not in that big of a hurry. I'm going to give this thing here another week or so to be sure I'm clear and before I go take on anything else there. But I appreciate that info, buddy. And hope you're back to the gym there, over.
Yeah, I'm still going up there. I tell you right now, though, I went up there and I'd signed up about four different places, and I saw that on TV last week, and we went up there on a Tuesday, I think, and got our shot, and we scheduled to go back anywhere from the 4th to the 12th. So when the 4th rolls around, I'm going to go back up there and get my second shot. So if anybody's listening out here, that's the place to go. It's a lot more simpler, and they do most of the paperwork for you.
Roger that, buddy. Yes, sir, and I appreciate that information. I really do. And it's good talking to you, man. I looked for you over there this morning, but I didn't see you. I didn't get there about 9, so you'd probably already gone if you was there. And but you take good care of yourself, buddy. Be careful and take good care. And this is WB4FEE on the net here with K4END, I think it is. K4END, and with Gary. So, man, I can't remember all these things. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Gary.
Buddy, got a question for you. Give me that location again and where it's at.
Anybody over 70 years old can go up to Kmart, the old Kmart on Church Street, right close to the Rainbow Hospital system. And they can walk in and sign up for a shot.
Buddy, I do appreciate you giving that information out. I really do. I wrote it down, and hope you and Pat and everybody is doing well and taking care, and good hearing you on the air. But Dan, good hearing old Buddy in there. I'm glad he came in there and gave us that information. So you when are you going to go get your next one, you say, a couple of weeks?
I'm scheduled next Wednesday to get my first one up at Sam's up here, Sam's Club. And I didn't even know they were doing them until my buddy went up there and he told me about them. And so he's got his first one, I think, Monday. And so I'll go get mine next Wednesday. And you know, you can go up there and sign up for them, too. And again, I think you need to be like 70 or over. But if you got a membership to Sam, just go in and go back to the pharmacy back there, and they'll give you the paperwork, and you can sign up for it. They're over.
I'm a member of Sam's Club, but I'd normally go to this one over here in Easley. I don't know if they're doing it or not, but I'll have to go over there and find out. I got two places I can go if I decide I want to get that shot. I hadn't made up my mind about that yet, though, Dad.
I hear that, yeah. And I hadn't, you know, till I got this close to it. And, you know, when I had a brush with it and I changed my mind, and like I say, at my age, I'll be 81 now, and I don't want to take no unnecessary changes with it because, you know, I'd like to live a few days longer there.
Thank you for that, Dan. I want to be here as long as the good Lord has for me to be here, but when he calls, I'm ready to go.
Roger that. Yes, sir. And that's the main thing. That is the main thing. you know, I'll stay here as long as he wants to keep me here. And when he gets ready for me, I'll go, and it won't matter whether I want to go or not. When that number comes up, we're gone, buddy. Over.
Oh, you got that right.
We never know when that'll happen either. You know, it's not promised the next breath, the next heartbeat. And I just want to know that I'm ready to go when that time comes. And Gary, it's been nice, my friend. I'll go ahead and get out of here and maybe catch somebody else. It was good to hear Buddy on there tonight. I see him over there at the gym every once in a while. I get over there before he gets gone. but it's good to hear him on here, and I appreciate him coming in with that information. And but you take care and tell Miss Joy said hello, and we'll talk to you again before too long. So Cal4DOS and the net, this will be WB4 Fox Echo Echo Clear.
Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. Glad Buddy came in there. Hope you and Joan have a good day tomorrow and a good evening, what's left of this one. And look forward to talking to you again there, Dan. Y'all take care down there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KA4DOS, KA4ENDX. Gary, I'll tell you right now, them people over at the Kmart, they are great. You go walk in there and they do all the paperwork and everything for you. I did. I had signed up at least four different places. And that's the first place I saw it on the TV, and I went over there and we went in there and it was so simple. I mean, they do everything for you. They got it on the laptop and everything. KA4ENDX.
That, and I did not know that they were doing it. I don't watch the news much on TV anymore. I look at it a little bit on the computer and on my telephone and that sort of thing, but to sit down and watch the news and them people stand there and, well, I ain't going to get into that. I ain't going to get on my soapbox as far as that goes. But I am glad you told me about it, because that's always good information to have, and Joy and I can run over there with no problem.
Well, I tell you right now, I signed up on about four or five different places. I think Publix and the Ingles and some of these other people that advertised it. Some people went over there and got them, but the next thing I was I went to one angle where somebody said they got the shot, and they go over and say, you got to get on the computer and line in on this. So and I saw that on that one evening news, and I went over the next day and got in line. They said, you got a pump? And I said, no. And they said, get in that line over there. And people coming in with a line with a pump, and they got in another line. So, go over and people got on that on they got on their laptops, and they signed you in. Pat don't have an email, and they give her an email and sign her in, and we got our shots and left.
Good deal. I'm going to have to go over there and check that out. But like I was telling Dan, I'm still thinking about that. I'm still twisting my ears and stuff. I don't know if I want to get that shot or not. Probably should. Probably wouldn't hurt me, but I've got my reservations about it for some reason. I don't know what those reasons are, but I guess if I'd have had a brush with it like old Dan did, I'm sure I'd go ahead and take it. Might ought to do it anyway there, buddy.
Oh, well, I have my brother's wife's daughter. We're going to bury her tomorrow. So they had it. So I don't know. She could come down with it around Christmas time, and she's 55 years old, and her and her husband both work over at a little factory over off of Marietta back. Dacresville, something, one of those two plants over there. I got the military plant, and that was like, and she got the virus, and he got it, and so she passed away Sunday morning. So I tell you, I don't know whatever you take a flu shot. I don't know where you got flu shots or not, but it's probably the same thing as taking a flu shot, trying to keep from getting something, flu or whatever. So I don't know. It's just. Me and Pat got our first one, and we're going to go back in between the 4th and the 12th and get our second shot. So that's whatever it is. A lot of people don't take it. I don't know what reason they don't want to take it, but if it can keep you from getting it, like to say a flu shot don't keep you from getting the flu, but it helps you if you do get it.
In that, buddy, I take a flu shot, and I told Joy, I said, you know, these shots, all they're doing is giving you a small dose of the, you know, if you take a flu shot, they give you a small dose of the flu, so your body will know what to look for and how to deal with it. Parts of your body that fight off all the germs and things. And I don't guess this would be any different. But like I said, I hadn't made up my mind yet. I was looking at it, MSN, I believe it was, and saw where Hank Aaron, you know, the ball player, he went and got his shot, and he passed away, but they said it didn't have anything to do with the vaccine.
Also, Jerry, but anyway, I'm 83, so I figure anything I can do to stay around here a little bit longer. And Pat, you know, she's got dementia and everything, and I've had a lot of problems over the last couple of years. That's the first 2 years of my life, the last 2 years, so I've had a lot of problems. So anything I can do to stay around here long enough to take care of my two leftovers, I'm going to be here.
For that, buddy, and I know you've had it tough. And but if there's anything you need us to do, all you got to do is holler.
Putting a lot of this stuff I got in boxes and let bring it over and let you try to get rid of it for me. Talk to you later, again.
Okay, buddy. Whatever you want to do, there, young man. You take care. And again, tell Pat we said hello. And glad you came in and talked with us a little bit. We don't get to talk enough. Maybe I'll get over there with you and Dan at the Life Center. Get over there. Y'all make me look bad, though. I'm so bad out of shape. You take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later, buddy. You enjoyed it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
CHZYB. Hey, Gary, I just want to thank you guys again for letting me join the net, my friend. And I believe I heard the first night listening in, you guys have your net every night at 9 p.m., is that correct?
It is correct. Different net controller each night. I think Dave could use some help on a couple of nights. I've sit here, I've been on Wednesday nights for, gosh, I don't know, probably the last 14 years or something. Maybe longer than that. But, look forward to talking with you, during the day some and at night and hearing you on the net.
Friend, it sounds good. And I guess we could probably be wrapping it up. But it was good talking to you guys. And, yeah, I will definitely be here for the next, my friend. Everyone out there, have a good evening and sleep well, and we'll catch you later. KCZYP.
Again, appreciate you coming in and talking with us tonight, and come back as often as you can. We're here every night at 9 p.m. and different net controllers. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, K4OIM. How you doing tonight, Gary?
Well, just sitting here running the net. I noticed you dropped off Echo Link. I'm glad you got in on RF, though.
Going on Echo Link, just shadowing it. I'll learn right quick just because you see somebody's call sign up there. Don't write it down until they actually check in.
You got the voice said. I've had them pop in there and stay there for a long time, and I'll call for Echo Link stations and they'll drop out. And I'll start on with the alphabet or something, and they'll pop back up, and I'll holler for Echo Link stations and they'll drop out. So you got to watch them. So I don't know if that's the node that does that, or if they if the people that's on Echo Link does it or whatnot. But, sometimes it could be the computers. You know how they work.
Maybe they just get on there to monitor, just to listen rather than talk. But I heard y'all talking about that COVID shot. I was scheduled to go get one tomorrow. I signed up on the internet, and they sent me a letter back, email back, telling me what time to be down here at the University of South Carolina on, 585 and right there at the intersection of 585 and 85, and at 3:30, and I ain't that swift on the computer, and they send you a separate email with they call it a QR code. It's that little box with all kind of little black squares in it. Well, somehow or another, I thought I deleted it, and on the schedule it said to be sure and bring a photo ID and that QR code, and or you wouldn't be seen. So I've been holding off till today. I said, well, I might as well call them or text them and cancel that appointment and then reschedule. And I went back to the email I got with the appointment on it, and it said to cancel and reschedule, click here. And when I did, that doggone QR code popped up. So I was debating on getting it. My daughter is absolutely teed off because I'm going to get it. But I think I'll go on down there tomorrow and get the thing. I told her if I had a reaction to it, it just made me sick. That's better than getting that whole full-fledged virus. It may be dying.
Walt, you don't know which to go sometimes. But, if you decided to get it, I'd go on and get it.
Thinking back, when I was in the second grade, back then they wasn't about 25 or 30 students in a room together, but that's when polio was real bad. And now with us 33 got polio. Two little girls and one boy, a good friend of mine. The two girls, they ended up in an iron lung, and Robert, his parents put him in the Shriners Hospital over there in Greenville. Man, he stayed over there, I guess, he was about 10 or 12 years old, and I reckon to this day, he's still having to wear leg braces. But back then, they come up with that polio vaccine on a sugar cube. And a lot of people didn't want to take it. But we had to take a paper home to get our parents to sign to say it was all right to take it. And at the time, it was about like this vaccine for the virus. It was all experimental, but it probably it saved me as a kid from getting polio. So I'm just looking at it that way. K4OIM for ID.
AOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I remember those sugar cubes there, Walt. remember those well. But, you know, I don't know if you were in the military or not, but I was in the military, and when they said that I was going overseas, I got inoculated and vaccinated, and I don't know. I got so many nasty things in my body. I don't know. I don't guess one more's going to hurt.
We left to go to Vietnam. We got in line, and they had a guy on each side. And they had them guns that was loaded with six different vaccines in it. And so you got 12 shots at one time. I remember that, getting inoculated to go overseas.
You get a big old line, you got in line, walked down through there, and you get popped in the arm, and the right arm, then you get popped in the left arm. I remember that well, too, Walt. I don't want to do that again, though, if I can help it.
This vaccine for this virus, in a few years, there'll be something else come along out of China. So I guess you were getting ready to pull the plug, Gary, so I'll say 7-3s and let you go ahead and do your net report. So I'll be clear on your final, Gary, K4OIM.
Well, if you came in there and talked with us a little bit, enjoyed that as well. There's a lot of folks out there think, oh, yeah, he's ready to get off the net. He's ready to get off or close the net out. As long as these people want to talk, I'll stay here in front of the radio. I think the longest net that I've ever had, Walt, started at 9 and finished at about 12:15. And but that was a long time ago. Anyway, like I said, I enjoy talking to the folks out there in radio land and give my radios a good workout and that sort of thing. But appreciate you doing it, coming in and talking with us. Go get your shot, and hopefully your daughter won't get too upset with you for doing it, but I understand your reasoning. You take care, we'll say 73 for now. To additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Yes, that's going to about wrap it up this evening. I'm going to put my numbers into the computer, and it'll holler out my net report.
Hey, you have a good night, my friend. I enjoyed the net, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Have a good night, man. KZZYB.
There you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 62 tonight. Great net. Jeff, I hope you come back again tomorrow night. And let's see, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, is going to be calling, as far as I know, and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. But good talking with you, Jeff, and again, welcome to the area. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.